Good evening.
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
I'm sorry, who's calling me back?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and the vendor's name would be on your bank statement. Someone from this number called us, and we're giving a customer courtesy call back.
Yeah, what information do you need?
I can start with the zip code.
A zip code, is that for billing, or what type of zip code are you looking for?
Zip code, your postal code.
Right, so you have a billing zip code and a residence or a physical zip code.
It would be the zip code.
Well, I'll just give you my billing zip code. That would be 11003. Because I don't believe I have any product from any company. That's the reason I called. I don't know who this is, what company this is.
Yes, and the vendor's name is on your bank statement. We service over 2,000 different online vendors.
Yeah, there was no vendor name on the statement. Again, that's why I'm calling. Not anyone that I recognized anyway.
Okay, ma'am. And please verify the shipping street address.
That would be 1350 Old Street.
Okay, ma'am, your account is loading, so just give me just a moment.
There were several charges on my account for, I believe, $67 and change. And I have no clue who this person is or who this company is or anything related. That's why I called.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Okay, let's see. Okay, ma'am. Looks like this would be for the Home Spa Max Foot Massager and the membership to our Gadget website where we send our customers.
Home Spa what?
The Home Spa Max Foot Massager.
What is that? I don't own a Home Spa Max Foot Massager. So I'm lost. I am 200% lost.
Okay, ma'am, let me see here. I can get you.
I mean, I own a foot massager that I've had for several years, and I wouldn't look to buy another one because I love the one that I have.
Okay, ma'am, let me see here. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to cancel the account out here. And I will get you transferred over to our fraud department, and then they can assist you further.
Please, thank you so much.
Just let me get this canceled out and get the notification done on the account. Just give me just one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, let's see.
Get back into my account. Hey, bank.
Go. And this would have come through either an email through either Amazon or Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through a text message where you would have to complete either a survey or a sweepstakes. And then as a thank you for ordering the product, they send you the $125 e-voucher.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not connecting with any of that information. I am a customer of Costco, but I couldn't even tell you the last time I went to Costco.
Yes, ma'am. That was just an example as to where it would have come from.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon and Costco are very popular stores, so they would have a tendency to send stuff like that out.
Yeah, I've never gotten anything like that from Amazon. Normally, I do all of my business with Amazon directly through Amazon, and I can see everything reflected on my account.
Okay.
There were, I think, in total, this company has billed my account four times from what I see from my statement. And if I'm not mistaken, each time it's about the same amount.
Okay, let's see. And I'm also looking to see who is available to take your call so that you wouldn't have to.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that tremendously.
So you wouldn't have to wait as long. Okay. I'm still looking, ma'am. I do apologize.
I'm sorry?
I was just letting you know that I apologize that it's taking so long, ma'am. I'm just looking
Thank
to see.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
It's available here. Can you transfer it over now, ma'am? And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day,
ma'am. Thank you.